This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin has welcomed Chinese leader Xi Jinping to the Kremlin, sending a message to Western leaders allied with Ukraine that their efforts to isolate Moscow have fallen short. Putin welcomed China's plan for what he called, quote, settlement of the acute crisis in Ukraine, while U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday any proposal that left Russian forces in place in Ukraine would merely let Moscow re-equip and otherwise regain strength to resume its offensive.
The world should not be fooled by any tactical move by Russia, supported by China or any other country, to freeze the war on its own terms.
Russia and China have described Xi's trip as part of efforts to further deepen their so-called no-limits friendship. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on Monday the world's wealthiest nations to move up the goal of achieving carbon neutrality from 2050 to 2040. Here's VOA's Diane Roberts.
This, as a new report, indicates time is running out to affect climate change. Guterres called the new report a survival guide for humanity and a call to action.
This report is a clarion call to massively fast-track climate efforts by every country and every sector and on every time frame. In short, our world needs climate action on all fronts, everything, everywhere, all at once.
Secretary General Guterres made the plea in a recorded address. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Workers erected barricades around a Manhattan courthouse on Monday as New York City braced for a possible indictment of Donald Trump over an alleged hush money payment to a porn star during his 2016 presidential campaign.